Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Yeah. Five on the floor, ride for my dogs. Where here's the thing, you can check the score. Hustle hard, couple scars, wearing bubble frogs. Just like Buckley said, you in trouble, y'all. Kept the floor playing, got it all banned. Y'all seen the block, stop with one hand. And pack we trust, it's power, have the guts. We here to bring the heat, y'all can hang it up.
Welcome to Five on the Floor, a daily insider show on the Miami Heat and the NBA, featuring Ethan Skolnick, Greg Sylvander, and Alex Toledo, plus others from the Five Reasons Sports Network.
Welcome back to the latest Five on the Floor. I am your host, Greg Sylvander. Tonight's floor plan with me, Brady Hawk, is back on Five on the Floor. We are happy to have him. Follow him at BradyHawk305 on Twitter. So he and I are going to recap just an absolute what Barry Jackson used the adjective deplorable. And I'm going to go ahead and double down on that and say deplorable is an understatement loss to a team that they, Miami Heat, are literally vying for playoff positioning with as we speak on their home floor in embarrassing fashion. They lose to the Brooklyn Nets. The final score was 129-100, just absolutely gut-wrenching. So we're going to get into that action and we're going to talk about it. We're not going to talk about it long because we are not going to just subject ourselves to misery and sufferings for so long. But we do need to figure out why the hell this happened. And I think Brady is a good person to pick his brain on why schematically. And then we're going to talk about like, how do you rebound from something like this and figure something out going forward? Because this just felt like such a gut punch. Before we dive into all that though, telling you about a great sponsor of all of our post-game shows, the shows directly following Heat games, and that is A Aggressive Insurance, which is a broker agency that's been servicing South Florida for over 15 years. Lynette and her team offer auto insurance, homeowners, condo, life insurance, retirement programs, free notary service to all clients. They represent the leading insurance carriers in South Florida. So if you have a bad driving record, no problem. No drivers refused. Free phone quotes to insurancebylynette.com. That's with two N's and two T's in Lynette, by the way. Insurancebylynette.com. Check that website out for A Aggressive Insurance. That is the place to go for all your insurance needs. Also want to tell you about Prize Picks. Use the code 5 for all your daily fantasy. It's super simple. You choose your favorite players in all your favorite sports. Choose the over and unders. Stack the players together. Win up to 10 times your money. Use the code 5 to get your initial deposit matched up to $100. Again, that code is 5 on Prize Picks and A Aggressive Insurance, insurancebylynette.com. So I don't know where to start because the Heat, like, you know, they were competitive in the first half and they were, keep me honest, Brady, I think they were winning at halftime. What, by up by four or something? Maybe up six?
Four.
Okay. And then the bottom fell out of this thing, a 39-18 third quarter by Miami, followed up by a 25-13 fourth quarter. So you're just basically having an offense that is just constipated. They can't do anything. You tweeted some interesting stuff that we shared in our playback where we basically watched the game and commentate about it. And someone shared one of your tweets. I'm not going to just read it verbatim because I have you live in the flesh to go over it. Let's talk a little bit about these lineups that are not geared toward what is the strength of this group and what has made this group get back to playing Heat basketball. And that is, I guess, the defensive stuff. Talk about what's going wrong with some of these lineups and what's not working defensively.
Yeah, I think we should start by saying, I feel like that was probably one of the best offensive first halves we've seen from this team. And then probably one of the worst offensive second halves we've seen from this team all season, which is just totally represents this season that like they have a big win and then there's like, they're getting a little bit of rhythm. And then there's that loss to Orlando or there's that loss to any bottom team in this league that they've continually have. And then just like I said, in this game, you have a kind of a rolling offense. You're like, okay, they figured things out and then they hit a wall. So before I even talk about the offense, the reason I bring it up is because as much as they were shooting, we were like, okay, they're 86% from three. They're 75% from the field. It's like, oh wait, it's only a 6-point game. They're only up six. They're only up four. Like how is this the case? And it's like, as much as we're all like talking about, oh my God, they like Max Strus is absolutely not missing. Tyler Hero is not missing as well. He's hitting these shots, tough buckets. You have Jimmy just kind of coasting, getting to where he wants. And it's like, the reason they're staying in this game wasn't because the Nets were just absolutely hitting tough shots as well. There was no resistance. Like, and you're just watching them just like, I used the word on Twitter, like, I felt like they were getting too cute. Like, it feels like they get in that kind of offensive mode that is not them. They get in a good rhythm, and it's like the defense is just like, whatever happens on that end happens, because we're just going to go down the other end of the floor. We're going to get right back into a rhythm and score. Yeah. And it's like, that is not this team. And then that's where I come back to, and you brought up the tweet about the lineups, and it's like, this team, as much as I know we're in game 75 and we're talking about identity, but I'm going to come back to it again, and it's like, this team identity is always going to be defense. No matter what we see, like lineups wise and everything, they need to lean on defense because this team is not built for shootouts. They're not built for pretty basketballs. Like Spo says all the time about in the mud and stuff. This team is built for in the mud. Like that's what they are built for. And the lineups that they're throwing out there are not representing, you know, leaning into the defense, leaning into in the mud stuff. And it's weird because as much as I sit here and talk about it, it's funny, like I'll even skip ahead and say that they're getting outworked and you know, not playing defense on a night on UD night. Like, how are you getting out hustled on UD night? Like, that, come on.
Bad message there for sure.
But it wasn't even hustle because I'm thinking about it. Cause as much as I talk about lineups, like what is happening in these lineups? You have Kevin Love and Tyler Hero who are basically any pick and roll they're put into, it is hedge and recover. We've been talking about that for a while now. You just hedge it, recover, and try to the back line, as much as you talk about Bam and certain nights, you're like, okay, he didn't do this good enough. He didn't do this good enough. He is holding an entire defense, anchoring it, trying to keep everything in front of him on these actions. So he's put in a tough spot in the first place. But you're seeing a team that when there's a team that comes in and moves the ball really well against hedging and recovering, it can get broken so quickly because it's two swings away from getting a wide open three. And that's what we kept seeing. It was like hedge and recover. There's two on the ball. It's a quick read, getting it to the second guy. And then all of a sudden it's a skip to the opposite corner or the short corner. And it's a three. It's a three. And you see them keep hitting it. There just wasn't enough resistance. And that's why I say it's like, you just can't have that. Like you just cannot have like be handicapped defensively on a team that should be their strength. They should be leaning into those lineups. And it's like, it's just a weird dynamic. And I just don't think the trade-off right now, and I'm not putting it all on Kevin Love. Like that is not where I'm heading with this completely, but he's not giving you Tyler Hero gives you enough offensively to say, okay, we're willing to hedge and recover constantly and have like things go well defensively. Kevin Love's not giving you enough offensively to say, we're just going to hedge and recover for the first 8 minutes of each first and third quarter. Like that is not, that's just where they are right now. So I think they need to figure that out now, even though there's seven games left.
It's so true. And you know what, like to your point, our own Alex Toledo asked Eric Spoelstra directly about like the fact that now you rolling out a lineup where you have two guys that you're having to do that for. And Spoelstra didn't, I don't think, like the fact that he articulated directly the fact that there's two guys that has that has to happen for because of the implications of that. But then he went into a long diatribe of Kevin Love being involved in good defenses and him having good, you know, he thinks about things, blah, 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 you know, the company stuff. And I respect Spoelstra for, you know, propping up the vet in that moment, but Alex was on to something and you're talking about it now. And like, you got two guys and Tyler is able to offset some of what you're having to go through to keep him on the floor with his offensive stuff. If Kevin Love's not doing that by either the rebounding, because that was something Spoelstra hinted at back at Alex, as Alex felt like Spoelstra hates me again. But, you know, when that's not happening either, what are they doing there? They need to lean into the defense. And we're going to talk about, I guess, after the break here, what they can do going forward. There's seven games left. So, like, there's also a part of this where we want to be solution oriented, but we also, like, want to understand that, like, with seven games left, if we're still searching for solutions, likely the game is not going to end well. You know, so definitely that is the case. Gonna end by saying that this game was an absolute disaster. So as you know, when a disaster strikes in your home or business, you need a specialized, fast, and reliable service. Water Cleanup of Florida understands the impact and stress of any unexpected disaster and what it may cause. If you have a leak in your house and you don't know where it's coming from, you need to reach out to Michael and his team, Water Cleanup of Florida. With over 60 years of combined experience, Michael, Robert, and their team are prepared to handle any size disaster. They're third-generation contractors in South Florida. They maintain a sterling reputation throughout that area. They're licensed. Provide A to Z one-stop shopping. Call Michael anytime on his personal cell, 954-579-0356. Again, that's Water Cleanup of Florida, 954-579-0356. If you got the schmutz, they got the guts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
So what's the lineup? Because Kevin Love appears to have been promised a starting spot because he gets it no matter what. And I think that's probably why he chose to come here rather than look elsewhere. So, Brady, with that in mind, do you just shrink his minutes and try to just lean into the defensive guys? Is it Haywood Highsmith? Is it Caleb? Is it they can't avoid it? And yeah, just get through these seven games and whatever comes after that. And just kind of grin and bear it, because I kind of get the sense that that's where we're at. We're grinning and bearing it now.
Now's the time you got to start scrapping, because now we talk about playoff Jimmy. You're in playoff mode. So there's seven games left. You're scrapping to get out of this play-in. You need to get into playoff rotations and playoff lineups. And when I think of playoff lineups, it's not just like, okay, you just need to replace Kevin Love with this guy. It's like, you mentioned it. It's like shrinking minutes. Like, that's what you're going to see, because when I think about playoff minutes, these are not going to be Kevin Love's playoff minutes, in my opinion. You're going to see an uptick for Jimmy. You're going to see an uptick for Bam. You're going to see certain guys that are having good nights. Like, let's say Caleb Martin has having that energy night that he continues to have, but it feels like night over night. Like, you're going to see that guy have an uptick in minutes and Kevin Love play instead of the first 8 minutes of each quarter play, then maybe the first five. Like, it's going to be, I think, that simple. Like, maybe he gives you an offensive punch to start a game, and it's like, but the question becomes, Greg, can you serve, like, I don't want to make it sound like it's this bad, but can you survive those 5 minutes where, like, in a playoff series where there's like counter punches being thrown at each other?
It could be a 12-1 run. You're right.
It could happen. Like, that is what you're putting yourself into, and you're taking that risk. So it's like, you have to kind of pick and choose, but it's like, I don't think it's as, like, I know I keep talking about leaning defense constantly, but it's like, I don't think it's Haywood Highsmith just like pulling up that guy in for this guy, because I think,
you're right,
you need to just play your best players at this point. Like, you are at that point in the season. And I was just, and I know we're going to look forward in a second, but I was just like looking over it just now while you were talking. I'm looking at the Nets schedule coming up, and it's just, it more so shows the importance of this game. And I know they knew the importance of this game, because look, let's be honest, they had great energy to start this game. I thought they really, like, they were scoring. So of course that means energy is going to come, but I thought they knew the importance of this game the way they came out. But I'm looking at the Nets schedule, and I see Orlando twice. I see Houston. I see Detroit. And I'm sitting here thinking, he needed this game, because this is a team that is as depth. They're young. They're probably going to win most of those games that they need to win. That you need to take care of a game that you got up for against the team to kind of bury them a little bit. And they just didn't do that. So
it's like, so
I
true. Said,
this is the theme of the season. So, I mean, as much as we're sitting here sounding surprised, why are we surprised?
You're right. See, I got suckered into this, and that Knicks game left a lot of us energized. It left the building energized. It left certain people internally within the organization energized. It left me energized. It left Ethan energized. He actually even texted me after that game. We said we both felt like there was something different there. Like, maybe they felt like they tapped into something a little different. But then, you know, a game like tonight where the bottom falls out, because it's different. You're right, Brady. Like, it's different if they came out from jump and just got outclassed, and you're like, okay, well, then they probably all were out partying last night, so they just didn't bring it, and it's like that. And that would be unforgivable. But it's worse. It feels worse when the first half they were engaged and it looked like they had stuff going and things were looking right. Max felt like he was hitting shots, and you felt like, yeah, there was going to be back and forth and runs, and you're going to have to close the game out. But ultimately, you were competing at a level, at a playoff level, against a playoff competitive team. And then everything came to a screeching halt. And now you got to go to Toronto. You got to go to New York. You got to play Dallas at home. Then you go to Detroit, Philadelphia, Washington, with Orlando at home. So you have winnable games also. But again, we talked about this team all of a sudden stumbling their way, like a drunk guy stumbling around, all of a sudden finds himself in the right position. And they were like in the sixth spot, and they were within striking distance of the five, Brady. And all of a sudden now they are going to end up, you know, really having to hustle their ass off to not be the seven seed. And we really wanted to avoid the play-in. And this was the game that really could have made them had the ability to control that destiny, and they blew it. Final thoughts from you as we close.
I mean, immediate thoughts from what you just said. I just heard you say winnable games. I think of myself, I don't know what a winnable game is for this team. Like, I look around and I'm like, every game they play when they play right. these type of teams, I'm like, I'm almost more scared when I hear winnable game. But in terms of thoughts on this game, like, I feel like I never thought from what I saw in that first half that we'd be sitting here talking about defense this often of how it looked, like of how good the offense looked. Like, I don't want to just blow past how this game actually went in terms of the shot making. Like, I thought their process offensively was really good. Mm-hmm. I thought Max Strus getting a role player and your specialist to play like that and losing a game by almost 30 is wild to me. Like, the fact that a guy starts like 9 for 9 and has 20 points in 10 minutes. And I thought their best players were their best players early in the game. Like, I thought Jimmy was attacking. I thought Bam was playing his role well. Tyler was obviously kind of getting into his shot making range. So it was like all the things you wanted to see early in the game, you were like, man, we are really seeing this. Like, okay, they're prepared. And then it's like I said before, they just hit a wall. Like, it just continually happens. So as much as I talk about the defense, it also hurts when you play, what was it, 10 minutes of the third quarter and you have 6 points. So like,
who do you think? Sorry, no, continue. Sorry, I interrupted you and I shouldn't have.
No, I was just going to say the inconsistencies of this team is striking, but I figure what do you think is the reason for the offense falling off like that?
Well, I mean, if you have an answer to that question, I am all ears does. Because I was asked that on playback and I'm like, yo, I think that I know the answer to this question. They need to make more shots. That was my answer. No, what I wanted to ask you is like, when it falls off a cliff like that, because I immediately, just as I peeked at Twitter before we started doing this show, and I've stayed off Twitter during playback, and, you know, it's like such a more healthy watching experience. Shout out to playback, because I stay engaged and don't look at the timeline. But the little bit that I did, people were getting ugly towards Bam Adebayo's offensive game tonight. But I feel like when the offense falls off a cliff like this, it's not just Bam, right? So I wanted to ask you, what was the biggest culprit, the single biggest culprit to that fall off? Like, not why did it happen, but like, as you watched it, was it Bam not being aggressive? Was it just a team thing in totality? Was it something Jimmy wasn't doing? What, you know, just in general, was there any one thing that you could kind of point to that would even make sense of it as to why it just became literally like there was a lid on the basket?
Yeah, it's strange, because I said before, when I said about them being too cute, I think the reason I said that is because when they start seeing perimeter shots falling specifically, like, we know what they can do. Bam leads the league in the paints in the point range. There I go with that phrase again. I said paints in the point, I think. Points in the paint. Jimmy Butler, obviously what he can do inside the lane. But when they start like leaning into perimeter shots, they fall in love with it. And it's like, I feel like you get those flashes of, you're like, oh, this looks like last season. But the Heat themselves, the players, they say to themselves, this feels like last season. And they start falling into the same shot profile, it feels like, where this team is not that team. It's just not. Like, the profile is different. As much as we could sit here and say, well, oh, the players are the same, they ran it back. And this is not the same offense in general. So I just feel like the falling in love with those shots. I was just looking at some of the third quarter shot attempts. I think it was Jimmy was 3 of 6 in the third quarter. You had Bam was 1 of 2, so he wasn't kind of getting shots up. Tyler was 2 of 4. You had Gabe was 0 of 3. I still think the point guard play there, they're going to need they still need more from Gabe, but what the inconsistencies there is tough to overlook. Like, as much as we talk about their best players, I'm looking at this and I see Kevin Love and Gabe Vincent, like the inconsistencies of them offensively in these games. It's like, we can blame their three main guys, but it's also like, they just need a little push from some two of their five starters. Like, that's what it feels like some of the time. But, Like I said, Jimmy had six shot attempts in the third, but it felt like it got away from him a little bit. I don't know if you felt like that too in the third quarter, but for me, it's I almost felt like he needed to push a little bit more to just kind of dictate a little bit more. It feels like, I don't like when, because like I said, the perimeter shooting, when it starts rolling and they start falling in love with that, that gets further and further away from Jimmy. And I know he likes it because he always says, oh, we want to get the shooters the ball, we want to get them shots up, we want to do this. But it's like, no, you're Jimmy Butler. Like, and you need to keep kind of a focus on what your base is. And your base is, at this point, kind of Jimmy Butler dictating getting in the lane, Bam getting into certain sets, even, you know, Tyler working down inside the lane. It's like, as even if you're shooting 86% from three, yeah, you could live with it until it hits that wall. But you better, once it hits that wall, you better be prepared to fully go back to your plan. Like, you cannot consistently fall in love with it. So in terms of just the third quarter itself, like, that's kind of where I resolve around it. But it's like, I'm not too worried about Jimmy specifically, like taking the reins, because as we know, I think
he can do that. Yeah.
He can do that at any point, like that. We're not afraid of that happening, but it's more about, I guess, noticing shot profile and not letting it get away from you too quickly.
Yeah. And also, like, Max was hitting for a large part of the game. So like, there's also a part of it as you're like playing a game and you have a feel for it, even though Max maybe didn't, you know, go off in the second half very much, you still think like he has a chance at making shots, because, you know, like just a few minutes ago in relative times, he was making everything. So it's just, it was a weird game. Jimmy, I thought, finished in weird fashion. So did Bam. The entire team, just ultimately, they lost focus. And that has been just the calling card, the inconsistency. Brady hit on it. We can't run from it. This team is inconsistent, and I don't know how they fix that now.
I just wanted to throw in one quick thing before I know we're finishing up here, but just when we were talking about the defense as well, the other thing that sticks out to me is the fact that how does a team have six turnovers? Like the Nets only had six turnovers in this game. And as much as we talk about defense, it's like, when you talk about like in your grill defense and rotationally being there, closeouts being there and everything, like, yeah, the Nets hit shots, but like this Heat defense early in the season, when they were top five, was all on turnovers.
And I was just going to say,
it's not because they're like getting points off them either. It's just, they're getting extra possessions here. So it's like six turnovers you're forcing. That is like incredibly not Miami Heat.
That means your game plan's not working, because like the whole defense and then like some of the offense, quite frankly, is kind of predicated on getting the turnovers and getting some stuff that allows you to get easier baskets. I'm using all those stuff in relative terms, because nothing is easier than those beautiful fast breaks of the big three era. I'm not talking about that kind of basketball, but at least if you're forcing turnovers, that's back to the identity of the team. They continue to lose very costly games. This was as costly a game as they could have lost on their home floor. So as said on a recent song that I like, yesterday's price is not today's price. The price of today's loss was a big one. Thank you to Prize Picks, A Aggressive Insurance, Water Cleanup of Florida, Brady Hawk, for joining me. We will have you covered for the next Miami Heat game. Go Hurricanes. They are wrapping up the tournament here, so I am excited for that. Thank you for joining us. Good night.
Thank you for listening to the Five on the Floor on the Fire Regional Sports Network.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.